When she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
With Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
All right. Hello, you're watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, and I am here with Cam of Big Brother 26. Hi, Cam.
How are you doing?
I am good. I'm good. So my first question for you is that you said you would have had a better chance at winning with Mackenzie. I'm wondering what would have been your argument if it was you two in the final two chairs.
My biggest argument against Mackenzie would be that I brought her in with myself and Chelsea halfway through this game. And when she won power after that, me and Chelsea manipulated all of her decisions when she was HOH and with the veto. So that would have been my biggest talking point against her, and as well as my social game and strategy from that first half of the game, using the perception of being an athlete to get into those big alliances and to create protection for myself.
Okay. Is there a specific move of Mackenzie's that you think you were more behind?
Absolutely. I know she wanted to claim the Leah one. That is all myself and Chelsea.
Okay.
Leah was one of her closest allies in this game, and Leah wasn't really talking that much smack behind Mackenzie's back. So that was all me and Chelsea and Mackenzie's ear doing that move. So that's one that I'll claim for sure.
Okay. You also said you would have picked Chelsea still to go to the final two if you made it. Why do you think, what is it about your loyalty to her at that point?
Just because we have been working since day one, and the jury members in the jury, they were specifically T-Cor, Kimo, and Rabina. They stayed loyal to each other in the trio, inevitably ruining their games. So I think using the loyalty ploy in my jury debate and in my jury answers would help garner those three votes, and then hopefully sway Mackenzie as well with my speech.
Okay, all right. You said that you wanted to wait to watch the episodes in order to decide, you know, what relationship you may or may not want to pursue with Chelsea. What exactly are you looking for when you are saying that?
I just want to see if she was talking smack behind my back. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what she was saying behind closed doors. Me and Chelsea had such an up and down relationship in the house. She got on me about a lot of stuff. So I want to see if she vented in the DRs and said some craziness.
It wasn't so much in the DRs as it was live feeds.
Yeah.
I know that you're familiar with her frustration with how you are interacting with other women. And I think you did a great job in like giving your point of view of like, first of all, you're one of the few men. You have to relate differently and you have to play your own game. Can you talk a little bit about that conflict between you and yeah.
Yeah, I definitely see both sides. She was wanting to take me to the end. And me laying up and doing all of the extracurricular activities I was doing was not a good look because it was giving a bad perception throughout the house. And it was putting a target on my back. So I understand her perspective. But my perspective is I had to make my game, my social game was about me looking non-threatening and everyone being comfortable to come to me and me not look like a threat to them. So that was a part of my social game. I didn't want to spell that all the way out to Chelsea because it is a game.
Yeah.
But that was a part of my strategy. Make sure everybody is super comfortable with me. And sometimes that, you know, that added into some cuddles and stuff.
To be fair, I mean, I think a big perception is that Chelsea was lying to you about it was putting a target on your back. It was mostly her that had an issue with it. What's your response to that?
See, that is why I want to go back and watch. Because if she's lying and people wasn't really doing that, then why are we doing all this? Why are we creating drama for no reason? See, that is why I want to go back and watch the show. So then I can go and I can call Chelsea and we can FaceTime, we can talk this out. Because if she was starting drama on herself, then that is not good.
It is not good. Yeah, I think one of the last questions is you've gotten a lot of guff for not winning as much. But on the other end, we at home, a lot of us women are like, thank goodness, finally, the competitions were won by two-thirds of women. But you also have this perception, you are a Penn State football player. You are still very much in shape. I also think of you being a black man. I mean, Xavier won a lot of competitions, and his biggest rival competition-wise was Kylan, and that's why that was so tense when we finally had that double eviction. Can you talk a little bit about how your game actually really stands out as a black man, and even though you have been talked down to for your losses and stuff, you made it to third place without having to be that competition threat that's typical for you.
I knew that that would be my perception going into the house, and I wanted to use that to my advantage. I did not want to lose as many competitions as I did. But when I started to lose, I definitely flipped it into a positive. Me being of athletic build and being a former athlete and all that stuff, I used that early to get into alliances and garner protection for myself. And when I won my only veto that I needed to win, because that would have been the week that I would have went home. After that, I flipped my social game to being non-threatening and to actually not being a threat to people because I didn't win comps. So I used that perception of me coming in as a black man and being an athlete to my advantage, and I kind of flipped it on people. And that is why I think I got as far as I did.
Yeah, I really enjoyed you, Cam. You're such a sweet person. I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right.
I hope you enjoyed our interview with Cam of Big Brother 26. We'll also have an interview with Mackenzie and Chelsea, so be on the lookout for that. Like and comment if you found us on YouTube. If we're on your Spotify or Apple Podcasts, then please rate this podcast 5 stars, leave a comment, and most of all, I hope you follow this podcast or subscribe so you can get our interviews for next season. We cover other reality shows as well. Currently doing Love is Blind recaps with different Survivor castaways, and we are talking about Survivor itself, doing recaps with other castaways. In the end, we cover reality TV through a Black queer lens, and I hope you stick with us.